The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hi friends, my name is Amelia. I have an extremely rare genetic disorder. This condition is so rare that there are only 400 known cases of it in the whole world. And I'm one of them. I'm sure you will be shocked when you find out what it is. You might not even believe it. By the way, you can subscribe to this channel now if you would like to know when new videos get uploaded. And if you like my story, please don't forget to like this video. First, I want to tell you about something that happened to me when I was 6, because that was the first time my parents realized there was something going on with me. There was a forest near where we lived. Sometimes we would go camping there. On one of those trips, as my mom was preparing dinner, my dad and I went to gather wood that we could use to start a fire. Suddenly, we heard my mom scream. Naturally, my dad ran back to her right away. It turned out that a giant snake had climbed onto the table and was sitting there right next to the food. My dad told my mom, "Honey, don't panic. I'll get rid of it right now." But all he could do was to try to shoo the snake away by making strange noises. Meanwhile, I had noticed that the snake was next to the chocolate cake. So without even thinking about it, I walked up to the snake and grabbed it by the back of the head. Then I tossed it away while my parents stared at me in disbelief. The snake was probably as shocked as they were. It quickly disappeared into the forest. When my mom screamed, "What did you do?" I just said, "It was going to eat our cake." Of course, what I did was incredibly dangerous. If the snake had bitten me, I could have gotten sick or even died. So how could I have done something so brave even though I was only 6 years old? I only did it because I'm not able to feel fear. I'm not scared of anything. It might sound nice when I put it that way, but this is a genetic disorder, and it's definitely not something to envy. People have 6 emotions. 1, joy. 2, sadness. 3, disgust. 4, surprise. 5, anger. And 6, fear. All these emotions are created by the brain. The brain decides which emotion we should experience depending on the situation we're in. But what happens if your brain is not familiar with one of these 6 emotions? That's right. You can't experience it. This is the problem with people like me. Our brains simply don't know what fear is. That means I'm the most fearless person you'll ever meet. But it's not something I can be proud of. Because being fearless is much more dangerous than you might imagine. It leads to unpleasant things happening to me. On a few occasions, I have even had close encounters with death. There's a park not far away from my school. Sometimes my friends go there after school to sit around and chat. One time, a man snatched a purse from a woman who was sitting on the bench next to us and started running away. Just as he ran by us, I stuck my foot out. The man tripped and fell on his face, and the purse went flying from his hand. Of course, she was very happy about what I had done. She thanked me again and again. But at the same time, what I did was way too dangerous for someone my age. The man could have had a knife or even a gun, and he could have hurt me in so many ways for stopping him. That day was just one of the examples of the type of dangerous situations my fearlessness disorder could put me in. So, was I able to change my behavior as a result of this? Of course not. Because I don't know what fear is, bad experiences like these unfortunately don't have any effect on me. No matter what I go through, I keep acting without any fear. Some of you might say, "Okay, you might have no sense of fear, then you should use your mind. In such situations, protect yourself even if you don't feel fear." Unfortunately, this is not possible. I've heard that normally when people are scared, their hearts pound faster, their breath gets shorter, and their palms get sweaty. I don't understand that I should be afraid because none of these things are happening to my body. Otherwise, I'm not stupid. My IQ level is pretty normal. There's no problem with my memory either. I don't forget the bad things that happen to me. But despite all this, when I see a giant spider, I grab it with my bare hands without even thinking about it. It doesn't occur to me to protect myself because my brain does not signal for me to be afraid. That's why I can casually do all these things that can seem foolish to you. Of course, there are courageous people out there. But as you figured out, this disorder is not the same thing as being brave. It's so much more than that. For example, when crossing the street, you should be checking to see if there are any cars coming. People who have my disorder even have trouble with something so basic. Unfortunately, most of the time I step out into the street without looking. I'll tell you something even weirder. Do you go near wild animals knowing they could rip you to pieces? Unfortunately, people like me might. During my first year of junior high, we went on a class trip to the zoo. After a while, we came to the tiger enclosure. We saw that there were two adult tigers and a cub along with them. The little tiger was, of course, super cute. Suddenly, I had an irresistible urge to pet it. There was a wall and a moat separating us from the tigers. I thought that I could jump down, swim across the moat, and then pet that little tiger as much as I wanted. So I decided to go for it and started climbing over the wall. Thankfully, the teacher saw what I was doing and was able to grab me before I jumped down. "Amelia, what are you doing? Are you insane?" she screamed. Because I didn't think I'd done anything wrong, I was trying to explain myself by saying, "I was just going to pet the cub and leave."
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
After this incident, my parents took me to a therapist. They knew I was a brave kid, but this was a little bit too much. The therapist asked me a lot of questions about similar incidents that had happened to me in the past. Afterwards, he told my parents, "It seems like Amelia's problem is not psychological," and referred them to a neurologist. I learned that it was neurologists who specialize in issues related to the brain. In the neurology department, they ran many tests on me. For example, in one test, the doctor showed me photos of people's faces and asked me how that person was feeling. For the first photo, I said, "He's laughing, so he's happy." For the next one, "She's crying, so she's sad." In the third photo, there was a woman who was screaming. I said, "She's screaming, so..." And I was quiet. I realize this sounds unbelievable, but when I see the face of someone who's afraid, I can't understand that they are afraid. My brain is not only unable to create the feeling of fear, but it also doesn't register that other people are afraid, because it doesn't have any idea what this emotion called fear is. Since my brain doesn't know it, I don't know it either. After these tests, neurologists gave me a definitive diagnosis: no fear disorder. Since this was a very rare genetic disorder, I became a case study in medical literature. From time to time, scientists come to visit me and perform new tests. Research on this disorder continues, since its cause is still unknown. As you might have guessed, there's no treatment for it either. I will have to live with it for the rest of my life. So, are there any advantages to having this disorder? Thankfully, yes. I don't experience any fears that make life harder for people. For example, I've never been scared of taking exams, and that has always had a positive effect on my grades. I don't have a fear of public speaking either. Since I'm so comfortable, I always end up speaking on behalf of the students in parent-teacher meetings. I also don't have any phobias, such as the fear of enclosed spaces or the fear of clowns, and I will never have them. Finally, I always sleep like a baby when flying. I'm never afraid, no matter how badly the plane shakes while going through turbulence. Once, while flying through a storm, I saw lightning striking one of the plane's engines. I laughed and told my mom about it. She told me, "Amelia, you don't have to say these things to me. Not everyone is as brave as you are." My friends have told me fear can be pleasurable in certain situations. Of course, I'm missing out on all of that. For instance, I don't like horror movies because they don't scare me. And I'm not scared of ghosts or zombies or vampires. Scientists who are doing research on my disorder placed electrodes on my head and made me watch scenes from the scariest movies. Thanks to those electrodes, that could see what was happening in my brain in real time. The tests demonstrated that there was no activity in the part of my brain related to fear. This was something to be expected, but now it was scientifically recorded. Another thing that everybody loves, and I don't, is riding roller coasters. I gave in to peer pressure once and rode one even though I knew I wouldn't be scared. They lost their voices from screaming so hard. I, on the other hand, just got bored and looked around. Now you know my story with all its details. Fear keeps us away from danger. That's why it's important for our survival. But despite all the drawbacks, would you still want to switch places with me? Please leave a message in the comments. Thank you for listening to me. Sharing all this with you felt really good. Bye.
Hi, guys. I can't tell you my name because I have an embarrassing psychological condition.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It's not something that I can control, and my therapy is still continuing. So I don't want to reveal who I am. Guys, I'm a compulsive liar. Like I said, this is a psychological condition. Doctors also call it pathological lying, which means, from a doctor's perspective, I'm sick. I know it sounds horrible, but my sickness is lying. What does being a compulsive liar mean? Why is this even a condition? But more importantly, is there treatment for it? For those who don't know, I'll try to answer these questions with examples. I'll also tell you about my biggest lie soon. When that lie came out, my parents found out that I had the condition and I started getting treatment. Usually, people lie when they need to. Everybody lies. Let's think about the simplest example. You're a kid. You're playing ball with your little sister. You accidentally break your mom's favorite vase. Your mom comes in from the kitchen when she hears the noise. She's angry and asks, "Who did this?" You get scared of being punished and you point to your sister. You blame her, saying, "She did it. I told her so many times that she can't play here, but she doesn't listen." Whether your mom believes you or not is another story. But what matters here is that there is a reason for you to lie in this situation. People who are pathological liars don't need reasons to lie. We make up big and small lies unnecessarily. Lying is part of our life. When we lie so much, we become experts. We begin to create elaborate scenarios. We play a kind of convincing game. First we say, "Let's see how good a lie I can come up with." Then we start playing a game. "I wonder if I'll be able to convince them." There's a park that I take my dog to. Once my dog started fighting with another dog. The owner was a girl around my age. After the dogs calmed down and started playing, we sat down and started chatting. As we were talking, I was making up a lie in my head. She asked, "What do you do besides school?" I said, "I'm training for the Olympics." She said, "Really? Which sport?" And I started telling a story. "I've been swimming since I was a little kid. I don't really like it, but my mom pushes me to do sports. One day, my swimming coach noticed that I was much faster than the other kids. He asked them to get out of the pool and told me to swim 4 laps. He timed me. When I was done, he was really excited. He kept on saying, "You're amazing. You're unbelievable." We realized that day that I had God-given talent for swimming. My coach pressured me to compete, but I didn't want to become a professional swimmer. Like I said, I don't like sports, and the idea of becoming a professional swimmer doesn't appeal to me at all. The girl was all ears. From time to time, she would say things like, "Yes, there are people like you with hidden talents," or "I think you should go for it." When I saw that she believed me, I kept on embellishing the lie, turning it into a film scenario. She asked, "How did they convince you to go to the Olympics?" Now it was my time to add in some acting. "My dad," I said, choking back tears. "We lost my dad in a car crash last year, and..." I couldn't finish my sentence because I started crying. She took out a tissue and gave it to me. "You don't have to tell me. I'm sorry that I upset you," she said. As I wiped my tears, I said, "No, it's not your fault. It actually feels good to share," and continued. My dad was always very excited to come to my swimming practice. He would always say, "I'm proud of you," and hug me afterwards. But I hadn't done anything to make him proud. If I had competed and won something, he would have been so happy. But I didn't do it. So now, I'll go to the Olympics, break the world record, and tell the cameras it's a gift to my dad. Now my new friend was crying too. "I'm especially good at short distance swimming. During practice, I break the world records for 50 meters and 100 meters freestyle. I'm going to give my dad not one, but 2 records. I practice 8 hours a day. My goal is to do much better than the current records so that they won't be able to break my record for a long time. Then my success will be worthy of my dad's pride. I know that he watches me from above. I can't wait to make him proud." We hugged and started crying. It was unbelievable. I had made up thousands of lies before, but none had been as effective as this one. That night, I felt like a general after a big victory. I admired myself more and more each time I retold the story in my head. Still, even when you have this condition, you know that what you're doing is wrong. So you have to be really careful. For example, I never tell big lies to my friends or family, because they could easily figure them out and it would be hard to convince them. But as I've shown you, you can easily convince someone you've just met or someone you'll never see again of pretty much anything. I broke my rule of not lying to friends and family once, and that's how my parents learned about my condition. Now, I'm going to tell you about that lie. One weekend, I was going to a friend's birthday party in a different part of the city. As I was checking the map on my phone, I bumped into a man. He was big, with a bald head and a beard. He looked me up and down. I apologized and continued walking. When I looked back, I saw that he was following me. Or at least I thought he was, until he turned to another street. I guess he just needed to go in the same direction. As I was approaching my friend's house, I had an idea.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.
What could possibly happen if I lied to my close friends once about a man I'll never see again? It would make this party unforgettable for me and my friends. Or so I thought. I started acting out the lie right then. I turned off my phone and threw it into a trash can with my bag. That way, I would get a new phone too. When I arrived at my friend's house, I could barely breathe and I was crying at the same time. As I walked in, everybody just gathered around me, forgetting about the party. I started telling my story with no shame. I was walking, looking at the map on my phone. Suddenly, a man just appeared in front of me. He told me to give him my phone and my bag. Before I could do anything, he grabbed my bag. As I was giving him my phone, he took hold of my wrist and asked me how old I was. I started crying like crazy. He started dragging me. Just then, someone from inside one of the apartments yelled, "Let her go! I'm calling the police!" And he freaked out. So I started running without looking back. I owe that woman my life. But my phone and my bag were stolen. My goal was to get all the attention and then enjoy the party. But then things took an unexpected turn. I didn't know that my friend's dad was a high-level policeman. He came home right away when he heard about what happened. He apologized to me several times. He said that it was unforgivable that a guest should experience such a thing. We went to the police station together. They took my statement. Then an artist came in and made a sketch based on my description. I regret not describing someone else. Like an idiot, I described the bald man who I thought followed me. A week later, my friend's dad came to our house and took me and my parents back to the police station. They had caught him. They took us into a room. We could see the man through a two-way mirror. "Is this the man who robbed you?" they asked. Yes, it really was the same guy. They said he got out of prison last year and has a record of similar crimes. He hasn't done anything since he got out, but these kinds of men never learn. Apparently, he went back to his old ways. The police were sure that they got the right guy. It was obvious that I was just there as a formality. I was shaking with fear. I never thought it would come to this. I didn't know what to do. If I said, "Yes, it's him," I was going to be responsible for an innocent man going to prison. I had described him so well that he looked exactly the same as the person in the sketch. They were so alike that I couldn't say, "It's not him." Suddenly, I start crying. My mom hugged me. I was blabbering. I lied. I lied again. Everybody in the room looked at me in shock. I confessed that I had lied, feeling like I was in a trance. I don't think I'll ever be so ashamed in my life again. When we came back home, my parents were so sad. Their only daughter was a liar. But they didn't get angry with me because they knew I didn't have bad intentions. Like I said, they were just really sad. They made me an appointment with a psychiatrist. In the first session, I tried telling everything honestly. Then the doctor told me and my parents what kind of therapy I was going to have. Apparently, it was going to be a difficult process that would include both medication and therapy. We don't know how long it will last. Apparently, the success of the treatment depends on how eager I am. I really want to be cured of this condition, and I'm going to succeed, no matter what. Thanks for listening to me. If you want to tell your story, send it to the email address in the info section. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.